The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
You can't leave yet. The doctor said it takes 48 hours to get that stuff out of your system.
I wonder how long it takes to get someone you're stuck on out of your system.
I know how you feel, Miss Kubelik. You think it's the end of the world, but it's not. I went through exactly the same thing myself, and I was mad about her. But I knew it was hopeless, and I decided to end it all. You know where I finally shot myself?
Where?
Here.
In the knee?
It was a year before I could bend the knee. But I got over the girl in 3 weeks. Still lives in Cincinnati. Has 4 kids and gained 20 pounds. Sends me a fruitcake every Christmas.
That's cute. That's from Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine in The Apartment, the movie The Apartment. And think about that. When you go through a rejection like that, it feels like the end of the world, and many times you feel like doing yourself in, or many people, that's the only time I went to a psychiatrist was when a boyfriend broke up with me, or I can't even remember, I might have broken up with him, but I think he broke up with me, and I walked into a psychiatrist's office at Brown University, and he looked at me, and at the time, all they did was give you a pill to pop, he gave me 2 Valium, sent me home, told me to get a good night's sleep, and it actually worked for me. I felt better the next day and never went back to him. But the goal is if you are feeling rejected, know that with time, your mind is able to put the pieces together and to see them more clearly. Immediately, you feel the wound of the rejection, but then you're able to assess it over time. That's why 3 weeks later, you know, he doesn't want to commit suicide anymore.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
Just how do you go about judging someone? What one says is important, but to fully assess a person's character, values, and personality, observe not only what they say, but also how they act in different situations. If there is a contradiction between words and actions, treat the actions as representing the real person. Actions reveal your partner's actual operating values or philosophy. If a person claims to be honest but lies, that person is a liar. Partners cannot hide their real selves indefinitely. No matter how many times a person says he or she loves you, watch what that person actually does to show it.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.